Welcome to the Gospel Project for Adults Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Daniel Davis. This week, we are beginning a new unit titled The Power and the Wisdom of God. And we start with Unit 32, Session 1, titled Changed by the Gospel. In the book of Acts, the first part primarily focuses on the ministry of the church through the Apostle Peter, and all God did through his ministry to propel the gospel to the ends of the earth. Peter is the primary character, but not the only one. Peter and John preached the gospel together. Stephen and Philip were deacons with a significant role in the gospel going forward in the world. Yet after a quick detour to demonstrate the power of God through the conversion of Saul, which we will look at in the next unit, Luke turned his attention back to Peter for a few more episodes before he pivoted completely toward recounting the ministry of Saul, whom we know as Paul. In Acts 9, Peter serves the church and the world through miracles done in the name of Jesus Christ so that people would believe in Jesus for salvation. In point one, we see that the Lord provides peace to his church. We come to this one verse in Acts 9:31 as a transition back to the main flow of the narrative after the account of Saul's conversion. In Acts 8, we followed the ministry of Philip after persecution in Jerusalem had forced the disciples out of the city to other places in Judea. Yet Philip went to Samaria and shared the gospel there, making disciples of Jesus Christ. So as we come to Acts 9:31, because of the conversion of Saul, who had been persecuting Christians, the church was granted a rest by God. Specifically, Luke said the church in the regions of Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and was strengthened. Not only did the church experience a rest from persecution, but it grew in numbers. More and more people throughout the regions of Judea, Galilee, and Samaria were hearing about Christ and coming to faith in him. Yet this was more than just the result of a period of peace. This increase in numbers occurred because the church was living in the fear of the Lord and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. Living in the fear of the Lord means a loving respect for God being lived out through obedience to his ways. The believers were concerned for God's honor in the world, so they were seeking to live according to his holiness in the world. And the church as a whole was being encouraged by the Holy Spirit. This is a great place to settle in for a few moments with your group to discuss the person and work of the Holy Spirit. You can't read that the church was encouraged by the Holy Spirit and come away thinking the Spirit is a generic force. We aren't encouraged by a force, but by people. It would make sense to say that the church was encouraged by Jesus, and in the same way, it was encouraged by the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. The key doctrine for this session focuses on the deity of the Holy Spirit to make this point that the Spirit, like the Father and the Son, is God. And the Spirit, sent to indwell the church and her members by the Father and the Son, serves as a counselor, a guide, and power for the church. The title for this book of the Bible is Acts, which is a shorthand title for the Acts of the Apostles. But if we remember Jesus' words in Acts 1:8, then we will know that this is the Acts of the Apostles by the power of the Holy Spirit. In point two, we see that the Lord brings healing through his church. This brief account of a miracle through Peter teaches us a couple of things. One, Peter knew his purpose as a disciple and apostle was to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, when he visits the saints in Lydda, people who had already heard and believed in the gospel of Jesus, he comes across a man who was paralyzed and bedridden for 8 years. As the interact prompt at the beginning of this point will lead your group to consider, this man's condition likely had resulted in despair and frustration. But like the man who had been born blind in John 9, his affliction was not without purpose. Peter was able to heal Aeneas from his paralysis, but Peter knew that he was only a conduit. He told Aeneas that Jesus Christ heals you. This statement from Peter declared boldly that Jesus is alive and that Jesus has the power of God to heal. The second thing this passage teaches us is that acts done in Jesus' name will turn people's attention to him. Peter's miracle in Jesus' name had the widespread effect of two towns turning to Jesus in faith. The Acts of the Apostles were a unique time in church history, But the principle still holds true that our acts done in Jesus' name can and will turn people's attention to our Lord and Savior. We may not miraculously heal infirmities and diseases, but even a cup of cold water given in Jesus' name, as Mark 9:41 says, brings Jesus honor, reward for ourselves, and points people to Jesus as the one whom we love and serve. And testifying to Jesus' gospel and his place in our lives will have the effect of turning people to consider the place of Jesus in their own. In point three, we see that the Lord restores life within his church. Peter continued traveling to encourage the church and point people to Jesus. After Lydda, he went to Joppa, a port city. Pack item 2, early church expansion map, will help you point out these places for your group. You may be familiar with Joppa as the port city where Jonah boarded a boat as he fled from the Lord's command. But Peter wasn't fleeing. He was going where the Spirit led him, in this case, through the request of some disciples from Joppa. And in Joppa, he would perform another miracle. We should take notice that the miracles being recounted of Peter were in the same vein as ones Jesus performed. That's because the ministry of the apostles was an extension of the ministry of Jesus. And the ministry of the church as a whole is meant to reflect our head, who is Jesus. In Joppa, Peter finds out that a faithful disciple named Tabitha, or Dorcas, has died. She was known for doing good works and performing acts of charity, which included the making of robes and clothes for all the widows. Recall that an issue with the care of widows in Jerusalem was the reason for the creation of the office of deacon within the church. And here in Joppa, the church was still concerned with the care for widows. That's because God expects his people to care for one another, especially making sure we are caring for those who would be on the margins of society. It seems the disciples in Joppa sent for Peter because they were hoping for a miracle to raise Tabitha from the dead. She must have had a great impact on the life and fellowship of the disciples there. Perhaps we should take some encouragement from Tabitha's example, to be people who were so faithful to Jesus' church that they would wish we were back alive to love and serve some more. Once again, Peter demonstrates his knowledge that he is merely a conduit of God's power as an apostle. He knelt down and prayed before turning to Tabitha and telling her to get up out of her sleep of death. And the resurrection power of God once again proved stronger than the grip of death. Tabitha rises, and she is presented back to the disciples alive. But her resurrection was not merely for the sake of the church. This was a testimony to the world around that the Lord Jesus is alive and he has the power to give life. Many in Joppa believed in Jesus as Lord because of this miracle. Miracles serve the purpose of demonstrating God's love for people and his power to save. We may not see people rising from the dead physically these days, but every testimony of faith, through baptism, the Lord's Supper, good works in Jesus' name, and sharing his gospel, testifies to God's power to raise the spiritually dead and give them eternal life that will be fully realized in the resurrection of the dead at Jesus' second coming. The miracles that Peter performed in Acts 9 were done in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit and resulted in people turning to the Lord for salvation, echoing the earthly ministry of Jesus. During his time on earth, Jesus performed many miracles to reveal that he is the Son of God, culminating in the miracle of his resurrection, which confirmed that salvation has come to any and all sinners who repent and believe in him for eternal life. Because we believers have experienced the great miracle of our salvation through Jesus, we should proclaim Christ to the nations with boldness and joy, so that others might come to trust in the Lord and be saved. Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for Adults. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.